Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 12, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and I don't know why, but Brooksine is smiling at me especially today. What a joy it is to take a few moments to share God's Word, and that you've taken a few moments to click on a link and listen to the message that we share titled, The Divine Designer, with this powerful scripture text, Psalm 104, verse 24.
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Well, listeners who regularly follow this series realize that I enjoy both photography and nature. Now you have to click on the HTML post to see our photography, but you listen concerning my interest in nature. Well, nature is a visual testimony of God's creative design. Sometimes this testimony is loud and easily observed. At other times, it's barely discernible, with much of God's outstanding creation hidden from people's view. I have a photo up today of a small nest that I took in our backyard, and I wonder if any observers may recognize what type of nest it is, and I actually explain below in our written post today.
And I share the scripture again. How many are your works, O Lord? The earth is full of your creatures. This declaration is so verifiable on any nature walk, as numerous manifestations of God's work are observable from every direction. Over the last several days, we've observed thousands of geese flying north in their typical V pattern. It's a steady, noisy stream of honking, as all of you surely have heard that sound. And week after week, during the approaching spring season, of course, we see it every year. The other night, we were sharing with some friends, and we wondered aloud why one part of the V is always shorter. Stephen looked it up, and he found this sage bit of wisdom. The question is, so why is one side of the V longer than the other side of the V? Answer, because there are more geese on that side. So we would say, duh.
Well, the middle part of the verse states, in wisdom you made them all. The devil and his minions mock the biblical record of origins. Tearing away at this foundation has been a key part of Satan's plot in discrediting God and his plan to redeem his creation.
But God's wisdom in his handiwork is demonstrated all throughout creation in the unique designs not made by hands. We observe this divine design from the vast macrocosm, which would be the universe, to the minute microcosm, a single snowflake. And of course, we've read that every snowflake is unique from the other. Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands.
Think about it. Sun, moon, and stars, light and dark, rain and snow, clouds and sun, wind and other demonstrable handiwork that originates from the heavens speak forth the glory and sovereignty of God. It is an unspoken sermon in living color that is sovereignly demonstrated in our day-to-day lives. Even the most arrogant among God's creatures realize that they have no ability to control the universe.
Those who devalue the authority of the Bible on any point so easily allow for a domino effect in our view of the other scripture. And that's why we're very wary of any concessions regarding the authority of the Bible. A major issue in which many feel they must concede is in regard to the biblical teachings concerning origins as taught in the book of Genesis.
But we declare today our steadfast belief that, and I quote from Isaiah 40, verse 28, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Indeed, he is the divine designer.
Let's pray together. Father, we're so grateful for the four seasons that bring a fresh reminder of your marvelous and inimitable works throughout the universe. When the fresh spring rains fall to the earth, or the strong winds blow the trees and strew the leaves into the air, we're mindful of your mighty power. Your works are so great and vast that in a lifetime we will see but only a tiny fraction of your creative handiwork. In this unstable society, we can be assured that you set forth the earth on its foundations, and it can never be moved without your command. Your glory is revealed to us as it is declared from the heavens to the ends of the earth. Amen.
Amen. Well, typically we post songs that we feel supplement our message, and of course you need to go to our website today to get to those songs. They're merely YouTube video links. And I had no shortage between Brooksie and I considering songs that extol God's creation. We have one called Creation Calls, which would be a newer song by Brian Dorkson. It has, as all of these do, outstanding video or photos behind them. But there are a number of others we have, including three or four hymns, great hymns of the church, that are available that way. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, March 12, 2010. We welcome you to visit our site to examine these musical links and the photos that I have on the site today. And I will just share, at this point, I have a photo up of a praying mantis nest, something that you probably have in your backyard, even many of you, but it's not something you easily see. Have a blessed day today. Continue to rejoice in the great Creator God whom we serve.